Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. USDA says U.S. farm exports in fiscal year 2009 are forecast at $98.5 billion, down $14.5 billion from their August estimate due to the global recession, weak demand, and falling prices. USDA's quarterly trade report also projected imports of farm goods at $81 billion, down $2 billion from its previous forecast, but that's still a record. Pilgrim's Pride Corporation, the nation's largest chicken producer, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection yesterday, hobbled by its debt load and volatile feed prices. As of September 27th, it had $3.75 billion in assets and $2.72 billion in debt. Taking a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's at 8,337, up 186 points. The NASDAQ at 1431 is up 33 and three quarters, while the S&P 500 is at 837, and it is up 21 and a quarter points. Are you on the go and want to know how the markets opened or closed? AM 580 Agriculture has the solution with our new Market Analyst Portal. Dial 217-333-3434 to get prices and commodity analysis from the opening and closing bells. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., giving you market analysis to make smart decisions. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Perfection Coffee House in Gibson City. 6 o'clock dinner, a meeting beginning about 7:15 to 7:30. The analysts for tonight's meeting include Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and Mike Giorgi of Allendale. That's at the Perfection Coffee House in Gibson City. The Outlook meeting beginning about 7:15. There is no charge for that meeting. No advance registration required for the 7:15 attendance. And we do indeed hope to see you there. Let's go ahead and bring on our Tuesday analyst. He is Wayne Nelson. He is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
It's been an interesting week already. Yesterday we made new lows in corn for the move off the highs from the summer. And we had some of our analysts yesterday and this morning coming on with conviction and saying that a $2 corn bid is very likely in the futures market at some point before planning. Are you in that camp now, too?
Well, you know, we're just sitting, depending on which month they're talking about, I guess if we're looking on out. No, not really yet, Dave. I think that, you know, we can see a little bit of follow through to the downside here. We did break through some technical points. And the economy is, you know, we admitted we've been in a recession for a year. And it doesn't look like we'll get out of it over the next year. But all in all, we've got, you know, the bin doors are very tight. We've got acreage to buy, and we've got a lot of things going on. So I don't look for that big a fall, but I'm not necessarily a wild bull. Don't get me wrong. It's just I'm not a wild bear.
So where do you think the market will catch then?
Well, we have a feeling that down another 10 to 15 cents that this corn market should find some very good stabilization, Dave. We think that just along the way that we're going to see a few things start to pick up a little bit. We did see a few exports to China were verified overnight and a few things along the lines that way. But and I think as we're going to get back on track here with some of this ethanol usage going on, and I think the Obama regime is very favorable towards the ethanol industry, and I think that we're going to continue to use, we're going to cut back from what was forecasted, but probably we're going to stay with that 3.8 billion bushels for the corn usage in ethanol.
Are you more concerned about inflation or deflation as it might relate to grain prices over the next 6 months?
Over the next 3 to 6 months, deflation is probably the factor that's going to be in effect at that point in time. Now, we stretch out over the six-month period, then I think that we have to turn our eyes back to we're printing a lot of money, we're doing a lot of stimulus packages around the world, and inflation could raise its little head again.
I noticed that the Dow, I mean, the dollar has come off its if it's highs that were made in the beginning of November, and it's sort of trying to figure out what it wants to do next. Are you of the opinion that we've done enough, that the dollar is ready to have a setback?
You know, there's a lot of economists and a lot of people hoping the dollar goes on down. I guess I'm a little bit different, Dave. I'd sort of like to see it stabilize right in this area. I think a good, strong dollar is what this country needs, is to keep the rebuilding going. I know a lot of them think the dollar needs to go down for exports, but I think we want to be the stalwart country out there in the stalwart economy in the world right now, that we keep the money flowing to us and keep us going, because we are going to need those foreign countries to continue to invest in us to keep our economy going strong if we're going to do this stimulus package and a few other things going on. So I'm hoping the dollar can stabilize in the 84 to 86 bracket range.
Crude oil, of course, is continuing to amaze to the downside. We have a price under $50, and there seems to be a fierce battle right now at that level. OPEC is likely to cut its production by 1 million to 1.5 million barrels at its December 16th meeting in Algeria. Do you think that first they'll get it done, which has always been a question mark in my mind in the past, and if they do, does that stabilize the crude oil prices at 50 or better?
I think the world economy has a lot more to do with the crude oil prices than OPEC cutting back or doing whatever, because number one, we don't believe what they say a lot of times. Number two, it doesn't follow through, and we are starting to cut back on usage along the way, Dave. I think that it has more, the oil has more to do with the economy of the world than it does with OPEC cutting back. But I think they probably will do a cutback at that point in time, because they are going to see stocks continue to grow, and there's no need to be pushing their wells or building inventories at this point in time. But I do think that we should see crude oil stabilize in somewhere this $45 to $50 range. And, you know, I think that that would be one of the things that will come out of the stimulus package that we're seeing around the world.
$45 to $50 crude. If we were to go down to $40, what would that do to corn prices?
Then you'd be looking at those twos.
That's where the twos would come in, at the $40 mm-hmm. barrel oil. Okay. Let's go ahead and look at the beans a little bit then and get your analysis there, please.
Well, the beans acted today pretty much like we expected they would. They popped early, and they didn't hold. There's just little ideas that, you know, is the crude oil not responding well, crude oil turning negative now, just down 10 cents. They're going to react first with the beans, of course, that way, Dave. And we didn't feel that the bean market would probably hold today. So it's doing exactly what we thought it would do. And along with the way that we're looking at the Dow and at the crude oil here, and the dollar itself turning a little lower like that, we expect that beans will probably close lower on the day.
So beans with a lower close on the day. A week ago, when we were talking with our analysts, that there was some sense of relief. The Dow had rallied for three straight days at that point, and it had actually made a five-straight-day rally before yesterday's big sell-off. And there was some sense that perhaps it was time to look at removing puts, rolling up some calls. Where are you at that now that we're a week later?
well, you know, not as happy as we were a week ago, Dave. And we say that out of the simple fact that it did look like we had possibly put a near-term bottom in and end of harvest and looking like we were rallying. Of course, yesterday undone that drastically. We moved our targets down a little bit. We are looking at doing that here. It's possibly a little lower levels here. We're still not thinking this market's going to totally fall apart, but we are saying that it's not as sound as it was. I think if we heard Cramer this morning talking on MSNBC, basically he said that it's very just very dangerous and scary out there, and a market that can move up 10% in a week and then down 5% in a day just isn't it isn't a healthy market out there yet, and we've got to get some stabilization, move back in it. He thought that December would be rough as far as the stock market was going, but he did look for a little bit of a bounce after the first of the year with maybe changes some policies and some new stimulus packages being offered around the January 20th range.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick on wheat, December at the Board of Trade at 518, up 8 1/4. December corn, 333 1/2, up 3/4. January beans at 840, down 6. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.